Tonight, the severe storm threat for millions as we come on the air. More than 90 million on alert from the Midwest into the Northeast. A tornado watch across multiple states. Pounding rain, violent winds into the night and through tomorrow. Dangerous heat in the triple digits. Lee Goldberg is tracking it all. Hours after President Trump threatened a major escalation in the war in Iran, his sudden about-face, calling off new military strikes. The president now says a deal with Iran could be in place as early as this weekend. Rachel Scott reports from the White House. The images coming in, a series of explosions level a home and rock an entire neighborhood. A massive fireball, at least 9 homes damaged. Tonight, the chilling political assassination that stunned the country. The accused killer admitting to the attacks, pleading guilty to murdering a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband, and critically wounding a state senator and his wife. President Trump announces his nominee for the next director of national intelligence amid bipartisan backlash over who will fill the role on an acting basis. Angry lawmakers leave town without approving a key spy tool. Here in New York, celebrations get out of control after the Knicks' historic comeback against the Spurs in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Dozens of fans arrested, some throwing eggs at Spurs star Victor Wembanyama outside the team's hotel. Tonight, the urgent warning about a growing criminal trend. Authorities say teenagers are being recruited online for violent crimes, including killings, bombings, and abductions. Dashcam video shows the moment one police officer mistakenly is shot by another. The police chief is calling it horseplay. The World Cup now officially underway. Dolly Parton launches her own coffee line, a famous song inspiring the name of her brand. And the miracle comeback. After being down 29 points against the Spurs, the faces of the Knicks fans tell the story.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.